Seconds later, they tumbled into the treehouse. Annie leaped to the window.
"He's going away," she said, panting.
Jack pushed his glasses into place. He looked through the window with her. The Tyrannosaurus was wandering off. But then the monster stopped and turned around.
"Duck," said Jack.
The two of them hunched down. After a long moment, they raised their heads. They peeked out again.
"Coast clear," said Jack.
"Yay," whispered Annie.
"We have to get out of here," said Jack.
"You made a wish before," said Annie.
"I wish we could go back to Frog Creek," said Jack. Nothing happened.
Wait, you were looking at a picture in the dinosaur book, remember?
The dinosaur book. Jack groaned.
"Oh no, I left the book and my pack on the hill. I have to go back."
"Oh, forget it," said Annie.
"I can't," said Jack. "The book doesn't belong to us. Plus my notebook's in my pack with all my notes."
"Hurry," said Annie.
Jack hurried down the rope ladder. He leaped to the ground. He raced past the pteranodon, through the ferns, through the tall grass, and up the hill. He looked down. There was his pack lying on the ground. On top of it was the dinosaur book. But now the valley below was filled with anatosauruses, all standing guard around the nests.
Where had they been? Did Fear the Tyrannosaurus send them home?
Jack took a deep breath.
"Ready, set, go!"
He charged down the hill. He leaped to his backpack. He scooped it up. He grabbed the dinosaur book. A terrible tuba sound. Another, another. All the anatosauruses were bellowing at him. Jack took off. He raced up to the hilltop. He started down the hill. He stopped. The Tyrannosaurus Rex was back, and he was standing between Jack and the treehouse. Chapter 8. A Giant Shadow. Jack jumped behind the magnolia tree. His heart was beating so fast he could hardly think. He peeked out at the giant monster. The horrible-looking creature was open.